Blackman Wise Board.
Okay, that boy stands. Make a quick sick couple. Does anyone know how to make this Windsor knot? I just want to go with this Windsor knot game from last week. Anyone know how to make it? He's coming down in a minute, says. Alright, let's make a quick sick couple. Hopefully they'll come down. Last week we spoke about different sorts of knots that a person makes for a tie. I can show you this one over here. This is an easy one to make here. This is the simple knot. The Windsor knot. You have to Windsor knot? Yeah. Let me just do this one first. This is the normal knot, this one here. Yeah. We spoke about this one last week. That's it. So far so good?
Yes.
You're watching it, Scott?
Beautiful.
Nice?
Yeah.
Right, take it off. And when you undo it, what happens is it goes like this. And look. Magic. That knot we said last week. Oh, can't think of this time. Do you mind if it's Windsor knot again? He's made it. Yeah, but I've got to see how it's made at the beginning. Do you want to come on screen? take your jumper off. Make yourself at home. I hope you get paid the same as I do for being on tonight. Right. So this is a Windsor. This is a Windsor knot.
Trying to remember, yeah.
Often it doesn't work. Don't go out. Often it doesn't work on camera.
Yeah, well, sorry, I think it'll work.
Looks a nice knot, I must say. Looks very nice.
Yeah, but there's a method of the time. Look, at the time, in the 60s, they had thin ties. You could do it now. That's it.
That's it? Very nice.
It's only
shaved. Let's see. Scotty, thank you very much. Let's just see if it works. Don't go on away, I might need you still. You see? So this one did not stay straight. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Come again. So there's two sorts of knots. Knot number one and knot number two, yeah? Knot number one passes no problem at all. Like we said already last week, this first knot, I don't know which one of this side, this knot is no problem at all because it completely undoes. So Lechaira, you can make that even on Shabbos. Pastors should be able to make that on Shabbos, even Lo'in on Void. That means Shabbos morning, for example, one of his children put off his tie, and they undo the whole thing. And he knows that normally when he makes his tie, he normally keeps his tie for a long time like that. So Shabbos morning, he decides to make his tie, he makes his tie, he has in mind for the next 6 months, this is how the tie is going to be. Lechaira should be mutter. No problem. And that's what we said already last week. Lechaira, that is mutter to do. And many poskim hold that right. The only thing is, Rav Shlomo Zalman, for some reason, I'm not sure why, Rav Shlomo Zalman says one shouldn't make this more than 24 hours. It's hard to know. I think the Ilchos Shabbos himself asked this on Rav Shlomo Zalman. As far as I remember, he's not sure why Rav Shlomo Zalman says this, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says he shouldn't make it more than 24 hours. But the mice of many poskim, the general consensus of poskim seems to be that this knot is mutter even more than 24 hours. That's number one. Number two, the second knot. You saw your tie back, yeah?
Yeah,
there you go. You took the tie back. That one there, the second one there, where the knot stays afterwards, that's the chora much more problematic. Because that is the chora, it stays as a knot. So there, the poskim say that the chora, you can make it, but you should have in mind to undo it within 24 hours. Yes, lechaira, you can make it a Shabbos morning, you make it, and you have in mind that a Motzah Shabbos, you're going to undo it.
You have to undo it.
You have in mind to undo it. I mean, a person might forget, for example, it's an honest thing, but I'm saying a person, when he makes that knot, you should have in mind that he's not keeping that knot, he's not making it for more than 24 hours, he wants to undo it, and quite right, on Motzah Shabbos, you should undo that knot. That lechaira is right. Someone does bring that knot's also to make completely on Shabbos. That's a chiddush. Pashtus on a poskim, it looks like the general consensus of poskim is that knot is mutter to make, but one should not make it more than 24 hours. Okay? Sorry, is there Mishnah Berurah? I forgot my Mishnah Berurah. Is there Mishnah Berurah at the back there? Chelik Gimel. You got one? Sure. I've got one here. Thank you. Chelik Gimel. Right. Now, tonight she is very interesting as well. And it's a halakhah shia, also to do with kosher. What the shaila is over here is, person thinks, you know these bag ties over here, which you got? I didn't realize what a shayla was over here. You know, that's what I'm talking about, first of all. This is a bag tie. So what normally happens with this is, let's have, what a packet of biscuits here somewhere. Here. What happens normally is the person takes this bag here, for example, he wants to put it a thing around it, wraps it around here like this. I don't do this normally at home, but I'll tell you what people do normally. I didn't know this, but a lot of people, what they do is they wrap it around a few times. They wrap it around, twist it around a few times. Yeah? And it holds. I mean, it holds for a long time like this, yeah? The question is that allowed to be done on Shabbos? The question is, what's that got to do with kosher? Why not? Not a knot. What's it, what shite has it got to do with kosher? Now, from tonight, from after Shkosha Protis, someone asked me, are you allowed to open these champagne bottles? Now, I must tell you, I never realized what he was talking about. I was looking at the halachas today of this Shia, and I see someone speaks about a schlur bottle, something to do with schlur, with a wiring. I didn't know what he was talking about. And then someone asked me, Shia, tonight, Paul Mamish, I forgot the word. Someone asked me tonight, he wants to know on Shabbos, he had a Shia, he wanted to open this like, champagne bottle. And then I realized, I can't believe I've got one at home. So tomorrow, if you come tomorrow, I'm not opening the bottle. Oh. I'm not going to open the bottle tomorrow, but if you come tomorrow, I hope to bring the bottle along, I've got it. But you can see it's a very similar Shiloh. There's also a very similar question. What are you doing there? You've got a wiring. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Because I didn't really think about it. It's a twisted wire, which is twisted together, and then that holds the cork in position. I suppose, as far as I understand, I'm not used to this champagne bottle, but I suppose what happens is you undo the wire, untwine it. What do you do?
Then you still
No, no, but you have to, no, that's true, I understand. But how do you open the cork? You undo that wire, which is twine together, and then you pull the cork out, I suppose. But Lamaisa, can you undo that wire on Shabbos? Can you undo that wire on Shabbos? That's the question.
It's not a knot, it's a kilko. It's just a knot, you just put two wires together.
Well, no, it's not a because every time I've run, no, you say a good point, I always say, I must tell you something. When you, for example, tie a string around a, what do you call it, a parcel, and you undo that string, that's not called a kilkel because you can't get your parcel without it. That's a tickle.
Yeah, that's true. You can reuse. This is why you can't be using it.
Why not? It's not true. Well,
you can explain it. You can't flush. What is champagne? Snap it.
There's two ways of doing it. You can snap it, you can cut it and snap it. That's one way of doing it, or you can untwine it. There's two ways that you can do it. What?
You untwist it,
and retwist it again. Why can't you do it? No, we still have a champagne bottle. I don't think you can use a champagne bottle again. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not going to try on that champagne bottle. Someone's bringing a champagne bottle with a wire on. I'm happy to try it on their bottle, but not on my bottle. Alright? I don't like bringing the bottle just to show you, but I'm not trying out my bottle. Okay, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not even sure I've got the wire on it. I must tell you, I'm not sure. I've got a champagne bottle on top. I think it's a champagne bottle. What? Oh, so I'm not 100% sure I've got it. So if anyone's got one at home, have we got any volunteers for a champagne bottle with this wire on? Who's he? Have you got one? Do you want a volunteer to bring one tomorrow? Oh, I'll come fetch it. Don't worry. I just want to see what it looks like. I'm not going to open it. He's worried I'm going to open it. I think he's worried I'm going to open it. It's what I'm going to open. I don't blame you. Yeah, I don't blame you. Right, so Rabbi, let's talk about these three. What's a shaila here with this bag tight over here? So it's very interesting. I couldn't understand a shaila either. But if you look in Halacha, in Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Shin Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Lamed Dalet, Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Lamed Dalet, says the Mishnah right at the end, Sukkot Lamadon, Hapoisel Chavolim, someone who twines little bits of string together to make it into a rope, Chayev Mishum Kosher. It's higher because of kosher. That means, I don't know how string looks. String's got little strands of threads in it. If you twine it together in such a way... Yeah, it's like the threads in the scissors. Yeah, it's like the threads in the scissors. You've got in here, you've got like, eight little threads stuck together, and these little... each thread over here has probably got eight little ones, yeah? Eight little thin threads, which are twined together in such a way that they're very tight.
Not to bear,
it's not called... So the Rambam says to make a rope... This is to bear him, probably, but to make a rope... The Rambam says you're chayav als kosher. What's the shaykes to kosher? So the Mefarshim say it's a bit of a chiddush actually, because the strands are bonded together, and therefore it seems it's got a din like kosher. Because what is kosher? Kosher when you tie something together to hold it in position. So making the string in this way, making strands of string together, come together to make it into one rope, that twine it together to make it into one has got the same din as a kashira. Also ich sehe Rambam, so die Chayv hat das. Die Rambam's Loschen ist, Ha-Poistel Chavolim, someone makes rope on Shabbos, Chayv Mishum Koisha. He's Chayv, Chayv means you Chayv Chatos. He's Chayv, Mam is the Reisa, Ha-Mafrid on the Einu, Mecham the Kalkal, Chayv Mishum Mati. If he undoes it, he's not Mecham the Kalkal, he doesn't want to undo it, he's got a reason why he wants to undo it, and such a person over there is Chayv Al Mati. So making string and undoing string is subject to the Melacha of Koisha or Mati. So the question now is this any resemblance whatsoever? Does this resemble this at all? It, can you say when you twine this bag together, you twine this wire, you put them round and round like this, so you made it quite tight, is that similar to making kosher chavodim? Is that similar? So maybe it's still called a kosher enshe gemar. So maybe you can't make it more 24 hours. Maybe, yeah, quite right. Or is it not got so shaped at all to kosher? So this is an interesting question, very interesting question, a good question. This is the Machlokes HaPoskim, actually. Some Poskim over here, Tainer, they say it's similar to making a string. They tell that the fact that you twine this together, you made it now into one, keyed like this, this wire over here now becomes like one. It's stuck together with this other wire. It becomes like one. It's very similar to making string. And therefore, just like you can't make string on Shabbos, you can't do this on Shabbos as well. It's obviously not quite right. It's not as firm as string. When you make string, that's going to last loyal and void. That rope that you make, that lasts loyal and void. So many people tell that this is not loyal and void, but at least it's got a dinner of kesher. And therefore, you can't do it more than 24 hours. That means what's practical this morning? Someone wants to finish, let's say, for example, your chicken on Friday night. So it's sitting on the cooker, it cools down. And then the woman wants to put it in, a plastic bag or something. And then she wants to wrap it up and put it in the freezer. Now, it goes in the freezer, it's going to be there for more than 24 hours. So can you do that? Anytime you want to wrap something up, and the wrap is going to be more than 24 hours, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? Oh, so we come to Eitz. Yeah. My first one to say is, can you do it like this? Yeah, quite right, yeah. Can you do it like this? So the Chora, this is got a din, according to many poskim, of Kesher Echad. It's got a din like at least of one Kesher, and therefore it should not be done for more than 24 hours. And that's the general rule to bear in mind. Don't do it more than 24 hours. Who says this? I think Shlomo Zalman says, as far as I remember, quite a few people say this, that making it more than 24 hours, for more than 24 hours is problematic. Less than 24 hours is okay. Yeah? Rav Vosna, he tines the mice, it's nothing to do with kosher this at all. It's not no shy to kosher. Kosher, you're making a rope, you're making a string. This is not the pull at all of making anything. It's not meant to be to bind things together. Therefore, it's got no shaykhs at all to kosher. Therefore, according to Rav Vosna, coming from Rav Vosna's Loshen exactly, he says, Yesh Mokum Lahatim, as actually Rav Vosna says. He doesn't say posh, it's Muslim Lahatchila, but Rav Vosna's Loshen is, Yesh Mokum Lahatim, was there. I didn't write exactly his Loshen, so says, right, listen, Karelis. It's not doing it to making rope, this Lamais. It's the whole Surah is different, and therefore it's not doimit the surah of making a rope. They want a time that the Maisa has got no shaykhs to making a rope, and therefore this is mutter to do on Shabbos. The Maisa, many poskim are machmir. Now, Orcha Shabbos himself over here, so we find Orcha Shabbos, he himself is machmir, as far as I remember. Let's see if we can find it. Orcha Shabbos. Yod Sif Lamed. Yod Sif Lamed. Yes, we post his wandering. Shahiru Shain Lafasel Seret Skin Makusov Sakis Varizi. You mustn't put this round these bags. In Data La Shiro Stogul Yeshbachatala Shot. You want to leave it more than 24 hours, you should not do it. Leaving it more than 24 hours is problematic. The Khain and Iftar Sigira also, and we must be this, kosher mati go together. So if you can't make it on Shabbos, you can't undo it. So someone takes the chalas out of the freezer, for example, on Shabbos morning, and they've been in the freezer the last 2 weeks. And now you want to undo it, so you've got a problem. Because if you hold the problem to make it, there's a problem to undo it as well. So you wouldn't be able to undo this either on Shabbos, yeah? If you hold the problem more than 24 hours. That's what he says over here. V'atam shum shigam sebechal poisul chavolim. He says, because this is also included in making string, which is mentioned before. Yes, shei tiru b'zeh, someone mati in this case. That's from Vosna and, what do you call it, and the thing. Then he says an interesting chiddush. He says, first of all, like this, I want to mention this. And he says, if you don't tie it round a few times, and you just do it once, let's say a person takes the bag like this. This is the bag, he wants to put it in the freezer. So he takes this off. And he puts one twirl, let's say, around it. one twirls. So it's not very tight, and he puts that away, which still holds. I mean, it's going to hold like this, yeah? That, the maestri one says, no problem at all. According to anyone, mummy's not doing it with a string at all. String is, you're making it firmly tucked together. This is just a very interesting. One twirl is zichamutter. Yeah, that's zichamutter. The thing is, some people might tie doesn't last so long like this, yeah? So some people might not be so happy with that. But that's zicha one eitzah to do. The other eitzah is what you mentioned. Another eitzah, a very posh eitzah as well, and that is just to wrap it. The whole thing, we have to speak about this, but the maestri, the whole issue of kosher is only when you tie two things together. If you wrap something round, so I'll give you an example. Let's say I take this round my finger and I wrap it round 20 times. I wrap it round my finger. That's not kosher at all. It might hold very well in position. I wrap it round a bag and just go round and round and round. That's mutter. Don't make a mistake though, Rabbi Yisai. For example, a Sefer Torah. Someone wraps the girdle around the Sefer Torah and then at the end he puts a knot on. Makes a knot and then he wraps it after the knot. Yeah? That's not allowed. Once you've got a knot and then you do a kricha afterwards, that's not allowed because the kricha holds the kosher position. The whole idea of one knot which can undo is mutter is only when it can undo. If you now wrap round it and that stops it undoing the knot, that's also a problem. But here, just to wrap round this bag is no problem at all. Yeah? That lechoy is mutter. If you want to open your challah bag, let's say you want to open your challah bag on Shabbos morning, and you realize that that thing has gone round, it's been in the freezer for the last 2 weeks. So what do you do? How can you have your challah? Oh, so either you can rip the plastic, the chayra, you can rip the plastic bag, or you know what else you can do? You can slip it off. You can slip the knot off. That means you've got this thing around the bag here. Let's say it's wrapped around very well. It's tied well. It depends how tight it is. It depends. Yeah, you're right. But often, even if it's tight, you can still slip. You can just slip it off. Often, you can just slip it through. So you haven't undone the knot. You say it's not so tight. Yeah, you have to know what the material is. You have to know if it's not so tight, and you can just slip it off. That would be what to do. Coming back to our bottles of champagne, the chayra, that's mamish shayla over here. Yeah, it's been made for 24 hours. These bottles, this wiring over here, has been made for a long time. The chayra to undo that on Shabbos is not posh at all. According to a vosna, maybe it's better. Even though if you go to a vosna, here's much better. It's mummy's. It's quite thick. The wire. It's not this flimsy stuff over here. It's mummy's. It's the wire. The I don't know what it's called. Not called wire. I don't know what it's called.
Same
thing
as undoing it as it's doing it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, same thing. Kosher and mati go together. Wherever, if you can't.
Maybe it's okay to do it.
No, it goes together. Kosher, the opposite of kosher is mati. If wherever's also as kosher, it's also as mati. So if you can't do it, you can't undo it. It goes together. Very rare when it's different than the maestro. Generally, it goes mummish together. So if you can't undo it, you've got a problem. So the maestro, I'm not sure about the champagne bottle. So what's the age of the champagne bottles? Or snap it. You can cut it, lechayra. If you cut it, not where the knot is. I don't think you can do it. I told you I'm not used to these bottles. I have to assume I can get one tomorrow. Has anyone got beside me? Anyone got one of these bottles? Yeah? You want to bring one to me? What? If you remember, I'd like to see where it looks. I'm not going to open it. You need that. I'm not going to open it. Right, so make a quick secundra voice of what we said. So we went over the halakhah of the ties. The ties, we said that was really last year. We don't go over that again. Now we're talking about the maestri's bag ties. So the shayli's bag ties is it very similar to making string? Making string on Shabbos, to make rope on Shabbos, where you twine the threads together and you get into a rope, that's also to do. But some possible want to time that making these bag ties is very similar to that. It's doima to making rope, and therefore you may not do it on Shabbos. The Maaseh, the Poskim say, is a very weak kesher, so certainly up to 24 hours one's allowed to do it. Most Poskim hold that up to 24 hours one can use these bag ties without a problem. If the bag ties only wrap around once, then according to all Poskim, it's mutter. It's got no shaykes to replace the volume, and you can leave it like that for the loyal and void. It's not called a kesher at all. It's not called anything at all. That would be mutter. Even those who hold it's a problem, and you could slip it off, or you could snap the bag, that would be another eitzah. All right, boys, so.